We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good morning. It is 6:32. You're listening to 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It is Tuesday, August 11th. Kansas is reporting another 7 COVID-19-related deaths since Friday. State Health Department says there have been 387 COVID-19-related deaths reported for Kansas during the pandemic. That's an increase of 1.8% since last week. However, confirmed or probable cases leading to deaths as of yesterday hit a low mark for the pandemic. Hundreds of students in Georgia's Cherokee County are now stuck in quarantine after several schools each had at least one positive case of COVID-19. Denise Dillon of Fox TV affiliate WAGA reports.
Are you surprised this many kids?
No, not even a little bit.
Jamie Chambers is worried. Even though his daughter is going to school virtually, he has friends who work and teach in the Cherokee County School District. More than a dozen schools in Cherokee County have had at least one positive case of COVID-19. As of Monday evening, more than 800 students and more than 40 teachers and staff are quarantined.
School district is working on producing an all-virtual curriculum. Police have arrested a 20-year-old Wichita man on suspicion of aggravated robbery of a pizza delivery driver. Sunday night, officers responded to the report of a highway robbery at the Pizza Hut at 47th South and Broadway. Officers contacted a 45-year-old delivery driver. He reported being robbed at gunpoint while delivering a pizza. The driver delivered an order to an apartment complex in the 4100 block of South Seneca. He was unable to contact anyone there, and as he was walking back to the car, he was approached by the suspect, who asked to buy the order. The driver refused. Suspect then produced a handgun, demanded money, and the pizza order. The driver left the order on the ground and drove away in his car back to the restaurant and called police. Officers spotted the suspect at a nearby apartment and arrested him. Officers recovered the pizza order and the handgun. The case will be presented to the Sedgwick County District Attorney's Office. The FDA blasting a company that's claiming its products can cure COVID-19.
The Food and Drug Administration warns H-Lab Life of Melbourne, Florida, that its claims are misleading. The company had been advertising its multi-use sprays as a preventative or cure for coronavirus. The FDA has told H-Lab Life to stop selling those products and then put out a public reminder that there are currently no FDA-approved products to prevent or treat coronavirus. The company's website no longer refers to COVID-19. It also says all its products are sold out. Florida Today says no comment yet from the company about the warning. Jill Nadeau, Fox News.
The Paycheck Protection Program, enacted 4 months ago, has pumped billions of dollars into Kansas businesses. Here's the Kansas Information Network's Bradley Jepson.
PPP provided low-interest private loans to pay for payroll expenses and other costs. The loans may be fully or partially forgiven if the business keeps its employee base and wages stable. The Reflector reports that by the end of July, the Paycheck Protection Program had delivered just over $5 billion in loans to 53,700 business applicants in Kansas. Through June, three dozen Kansas companies borrowed $5 million to $10 million through PPP. The bulk of recipients in Kansas, more than 46,000, accepted loans of less than $150,000.
And it's estimated that the federal loans coming into Kansas accounted for saving more than 500,000 jobs across the state. The University of Kansas is turning to technology to help protect students, faculty, and staff from the coronavirus. Students will begin the new semester in less than 2 weeks. KU alum and former Google Vice President Brian McClendon developed a screening app to protect those on campus. The new app is called CV Key, CV referring to COVID-19. Key refers to unlocking buildings around campus. Everyone, including visitors, will download the free app. CV Key will ask the user to take a daily health assessment. Now, if the user checks yes to having any symptoms, the app will then direct the person to get treatment and provide help. If the user is not having any symptoms, the app provides a code. That user then scans the code at a kiosk outside each building and then is granted access into the building. It is based on the honor system, though, for people to address their daily health. More and more residents in the Big Apple are packing their bags and leaving. Fox's Aisha Husni explains why from New York City.
First, it was the pandemic. Hundreds of thousands of people reportedly left the city. Then it was the gun violence spiking this summer. Shootings up 177% this July compared to last July. And then we saw people doing drugs in broad daylight in Midtown, leaving used needles on the sidewalk. Now we're hearing complaints over the city housing hundreds of homeless, some of them drug addicts, sex offenders, in three Upper West Side hotels. Without informing the residents. Some want to stay and want to fight back. Others are fleeing. Mayor Bill de Blasio is hopeful new anti-crime strategies will turn things around. As for anyone leaving, he said they will be replaced.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is calling on rich New Yorkers who left the city to come back. But Mayor de Blasio says New York City is just fine without them. The traditional Stanley Cup playoff bracket gets started today north of the border.
The Columbus Blue Jackets needed 5 games to best the Toronto Maple Leafs in their own arena, but they'll get things started in Eastern Conference quarterfinal action today against the Tampa Bay Lightning. These best-of-seven series, starting off the traditional playoff format in the NHL, the Carolina Hurricanes and Boston Bruins will also open up play in the East this afternoon. Over in the West, the Calgary Flames and Dallas Stars will drop puck on their series, along with the Chicago Blackhawks, the 12th seed who pulled off the stunning upset of the Edmonton Oilers. They're going to get ready to square off against the top seed in the West. That's the Vegas Golden Knights this evening. Matt Napolitano, Fox News.
Let's take a look at that weather forecast heading into this Tuesday with meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Cloud cover in Wichita will gradually move out. As it does, we will heat up today. Looks like we get a break from the rain for a while with a high 94. Mostly clear this evening. A chance of a thunderstorm developing towards early Wednesday morning. Otherwise, our low 72. Sunny and hot again Wednesday with a high 94. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Currently in Wichita, we have a breeze out of the east, mostly cloudy. It is 72 degrees. 6:39 with Steve and Ted on KNSS, and that means it's time to check in and get a great commodities update. Here he is, Tom Leffler of Leffler Commodities. Good morning, Tom.
Well, good morning, Ted and Jad. Most of our cattle complex yesterday experienced new lows for the current slide, but the buying returned and allowed positive closes. We saw live cattle have their strongest upside versus the feeder cattle yesterday. The five area feed yards last week sold nearly 92,000 head of cattle. We saw in Kansas over 22,000 head sold with an average steer price of $100.01, which is $3.16 higher than the previous week. Lean hogs shot higher Monday for the second consecutive session, and on the close, October live cattle were 70 cents higher at 107.15, September feeders up 27 at 145.40, and October lean hogs 285 higher at 53.82. Yesterday, the U.S. sold a total of 698,000 metric tons of soybeans. Last week's total was a little bit over 1 million metric tons. So we're off to a good start once again this week. This supported the soybean and the soybean meal futures yesterday. Corn and Kansas City wheat futures traded near their contract lows yesterday. And we saw storms with hurricane-force winds rip through Iowa and Illinois yesterday, causing widespread property and crop damage. Financial markets are higher this morning as Russia registers the world's first COVID-19 vaccine. A lot of skepticism whether or not it's going to be effective or not. At the moment, September KC wheat, 4¾ cents higher at 418¾. December corn up 2 3/4 at 325 3/4. November beans are unchanged at 873 1/4. September crude oil 71 cents higher at 42.65. December gold down $51.30 at $1,988.50. September S&P 18.5 points higher at 3,371 1/4. September dollar index 32 cents lower at 93.24. In September Dow Jones futures 276 points higher at 27,955. For commodity trading or ag marketing advisory, contact Loeffler Commodities on the phone or on the web by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
I think I saw a pretty good field of soybeans near Andover last week. They look like a good crop.
We've had some pretty decent weather overall here in July and the start of August. That's really had a lot of positive effects on some of our crops.
Well, I guess we've got to find some good news somewhere, and that's good.
Yeah, we're a lot more fortunate than the people up through Iowa and Illinois. They got hit yesterday. A lot of damage up there, not only to crops but to property. So it's going to be interesting to see how they come out of all that.
And we'll keep an eye on that. Yeah, like we said, we haven't had to deal with some of that lately, so hopefully we can stay away from some of that.
Exactly.
Tom, thanks for the information. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you.
That is the Commodities Update with Tom Loeffler of Loeffler Commodities. Every weekday morning at this time, right here with Steve and Ted. Traffic and weather is on the way, and the dangers of a drive-by financial advisor. We'll get more on that from money tracker Don Grant. Coming up with Steve and Ted, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.